Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 Till, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend George Levy. George Levy is the award-winning lecturer and senior instructor at Blockchain Institute of Technology. George, I need a website. Can you tell us about the institute?
Sure. So actually, people can simply go to blockchaininstitute.com, or if they want to know about me, they can just go to georgelevy.com. That's L-E-V-Y. GeorgeLevy.com.
All right, so check that out. So, all right, George, you've got people in the across the marketplace taking Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Are they taking cryptocurrency, or are they just taking Bitcoin? Is it only Bitcoin that they're taking?
No, there's actually, let's put it this way. Bitcoin is the predominant choice. Most of the, I would say the majority of them take Bitcoin, but other cryptocurrencies are also accepted.
There's about 1,500 of them.
There's about 1,800 by now, and that number will keep climbing.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot of people don't realize. It's relatively easy to roll out your own cryptocurrency. So that's why I don't say don't trust all cryptos.
Right.
But Bitcoin's a strong proponent. Bitcoin Cash is strong as well. And there's the other usual suspects, Litecoin, Ethereum.
All right. So tell us how the other people are – how is it helping them? Is it helping these companies to accept cryptocurrency?
Let's put it this way. So I talked about the restaurant that I went to and I was eating, I was having some tacos. In their case, they take multiple cryptos, not just Bitcoin. But I'll give you another example. Denison Yachting here in South Florida sell multi-million-dollar yachts and take payments in Bitcoin. And they sold multiple yachts in Bitcoin. And they actually work with a third-party provider as well. In this case, they work with BitPay, which I would encourage you're a small business owner. BitPay checkout is a very easy way for you to start taking crypto. And the advantage of it is that once you actually take the Bitcoin payment, you can immediately have it converted into fiat and deposit it into your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
That's one option that I would say. Coinbase Commerce is another one. That's very easy to do. But Denison Yachting, they basically have sold multiple multi-million dollar yachts in Bitcoin. That's a huge opportunity that they didn't have before, because there's multiple multi-millionaires out there that are sitting in Bitcoin or looking for ways to use their cryptocurrency. And being able to offer that is a good way to
expand. Some people say that Bitcoin is the black market currency from illicit money. How do you say that? In other words, if somebody buys a multi-million dollar yacht with Bitcoin, somebody might question where that money came from. What do you think?
And that's a great question. The fact is that actually it was fully covered that Congress actually said that Bitcoin is actually a very poor payment option for anybody that's trying to do anything illicit. And in fact, fiat is a lot easier to work with. The reason is because Bitcoin is completely transparent. Any transaction you do using Bitcoin, number one, keeps a permanent record on the blockchain.
It's on the blockchain.
But the moment that's correct. And furthermore, when that cryptocurrency gets converted, say with BitPay, there's a full KYC component. You know, Denison Yachting has to actually report receiving that crypto. They have to say exactly who they took it from. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of transparency involved in taking Bitcoin payments. It's not as easy as you think.
Well, I believe that the people who will drive cryptocurrency usage and therefore acceptance will be the millennial generation. What do you think?
I think they're a key component. I think absolutely, because they're a lot more, they're digital natives. And the key thing is that this whole electronic payment, they're very open to it and they get it. They're very forward looking. There's a lot of hesitance from people who are saying, well, we've had this payment and currency process for hundreds of years. Why do we want to change it now? Millennials are a lot more forward looking. So I would say, yes, they're a huge part of pushing this forward.
What do you see next for cryptocurrency?
Well, what I will tell you is I'm actually doing right now a course called Cryptocurrency for Your Business that says exactly this. The key thing is this. I don't see cryptocurrency replacing I don't see cryptocurrency replacing dollars. I don't see cryptocurrency replacing, you know, payment methods that we currently have. I see it as an additional payment mechanism. I'll give you a perfect example. I just got back from, I was in Curacao, where I led a training for the Central Bank of Curacao. And when I finished, I went to a local supermarket, and I wanted to buy some groceries, and they take Bitcoin. Huh. So their local currency is the local currency is guilders. I didn't have any guilders in my wallet, but I basically had my phone.
So you didn't have to go buy any. You could use Bitcoin. It became an international currency.
Absolutely. Yeah. I paid everything with
that's
my Bitcoin
wallet. That's a topic. When you come back next time, we need to talk about that, the one world possibility of Bitcoin. Hey, George, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great one.
George Levy, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Very fascinating information he provided us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.